Welcome in! Latest episode of that SEC podcast. Whoa, I'm looking pretty red. I don't know what's going on with that. But I'm your host, Michael Bratton. Go by SEC Mike on Twitter. But not today, Shay. Today, Mizzou Mike. And here's your, usually your Tennessee homer, but not today. Today's a Mizzou homer, Tiger Shane. What's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
I'll tell you what's going on, man. It is time to talk the Missouri Tigers.
Oh, yeah. Look, got my shirt on. Remember that? Last time I was up there getting some of them Lambert rolls. Come on, cuz. Are you jealous? Are you mad that you didn't get to go? Oh, no. I know you were excited. I mean,
do you remember that game? Season,
we talked about, well, yes, I remember that game. It was awesome. It was an awesome ending. And I remember at the beginning of the season, we're like, man, we cannot wait to see Oklahoma, Mizzou. It's going to be awesome with the stealing of the players and the fans talking back and forth. And yes, it was a rough three quarters, but man, that last fourth quarter did not feel real, Mike. It did not feel real, and I couldn't explain it if you weren't there.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll tell you what I can explain, Shane. Cousin Jason, $5, finally a real football team.
Oh, come on, cuz.
Man, Missouri fans are passionate as all get out, and they are fired up, Shane. And I think they should be. That's one of my favorite things about this fall camp preview series. I mean, obviously we cover these teams, we talk about them, but just, you know, spending a whole episode and all the research that goes into it, I feel like it really helps, particularly, you know, with media days coming right around the corner, to get like an extra deep dive and just go focus on one team. And
yeah,
there's some teams I'm falling in love with these. There's some I'm falling out of, but I'm feeling pretty good about Missouri. How about you?
This is one of those teams that you thought maybe, you know, we lost all these big hitters last year and they're naturally going to take a step back. But then you see what they got coming back. And yeah, I was watching highlight reels just yesterday of Beulah, and I was just like, you know, maybe I was wrong. Maybe this is the team.
All right, so let's get into it, Shane. Again, real briefly, we like to hit on what happened last year. 10-3. I mean, what a time to be alive, Shane. Missouri 10-3, and that was seen by some as a disappointment. 5-3 in conference play. That's a record that, hell, not even a handful of teams in the conference can dream of. Yet here's where we're at with Missouri. Well, we beat Oklahoma. That was the one we all heard about. And hell, had it not been for some heroics from Lenore Sellers late in that game on the road, Missouri's probably going all the way to the college football playoff. So, I mean, it literally was, you know, a possession away from making the college football playoff. And I know that was our goal, but
yeah,
I mean, hell, this is one of the best teams in the last couple of years, 21 wins the last 2 years. You know what?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's been the last two seasons alone. I thought when they first got in the SEC, this was I was a Tennessee fan. We didn't even have the show going on right then, and they came over here and smoked us. And I was like, wait, who is this team now? So it's been a while since they've got back to that glory, and I feel like they're right there in the mix now, because like you said, the infamous speech right after that Oklahoma game was like, hey man, we went out, we're in. And I can't see how they wouldn't have, you know, but South Carolina had a different story for them.
Well, it all starts with this man, Shane. Eli Drinkwitz done a hell of a job here in Columbia. He's 50-25 overall in his coaching career, 6 years, 38-24 at Mizzou, 22-20 in conference play. And man, again, 21 wins. They've really turned the corner where, buddy, it's double digits wins. It's playoff or bust. Hell, they're the last SEC team to beat Ohio State, spank their ass in the Cotton Bowl. So
yeah,
we all owe Eli, you know, some credit for quieting those damn Luckeyes. But here's how Drink has fared against the conference during his time at Mizzou. 5-0 against Vanderbilt. Oh, but Arkansas, better program. That's what we hear, right, Shane? He's 4-1 against them damn Razorbacks. They wish they had Eli Drinkwitz as their coach. 4-1 against the Gamecocks. We just previewed them, Shane. They think they're God's gift of football. They're not even the best Columbia around, if you ask old Drink. Kentucky and Florida, 2-2. Oklahoma, who? Oklahoma, 1-0 against those SOBs. Mizzou, or excuse me, LSU, Mississippi State, Auburn, 1-1-1. Tennessee, 1-3. And the only teams he hasn't beaten that he's faced, A&M, which he could beat them this year. Bama could whip their ass this year. And Georgia, 0-4, won't have a chance this year to beat Georgia unless they meet him in the SEC championship and spank that ass.
Yeah, and I just love that. Georgia just knows, you know, they know it's coming. They're just like, all right, let's get to the end. Here we are. But there's a lot of teams that have that offer when you pull up this. I look at this, Mike. I think you hit the nail on the head. There is several teams that do not have a winning record against this coach. And I think that's what signifies a good coach and a good, you know, that's the thing, is the momentum of this program, Mike, which we'll get into. But you know, it's not just a 10-win season. It's multiple 10-win seasons. It's multiple kids now drafted in the NFL. It's a stadium being built and expanded. The NIL, the money's there. There's so much stuff. Mizzou was so far behind, it feels like Drink single-handedly has pulled that. Him and the fans, of course, have pulled them right along into the top tier of the SEC. Mike had to leave on that note, and I'm going to tell you right now. Oh, here he is.
No. I'm trying to fix my camera there. Okay. Oh, hey, shout out Cousin Gregory, Shane. I've been queuing this one up while you're speaking the truth on Mizzou here. M-I-Z, hope South Carolina took care of the Mayor's Cup, because it's coming back to the real Columbia this year. You know, appreciate you, Cousin Gregory.
Hell yeah. Thank you, cuz. Appreciate it, man. Mm. Oh, you know who's a legend, though, Mike?
Who's that?
JR. Boom, there he is.
Yeah, all these, you know, JR Georgia fan, I think they're all just you know, I think they just feel bad for the rest of us in the SEC, you know what, so he's handed out gifts to everybody, and this time, well, let me play his little jingle first.
Legend Cousin JR has done it again.
Appreciate you, JR. This time it's retired working man.
Welcome to the family.
The memberships in this podcast are brought to you in part by Cousin JR.
Oh, JR. He sees that graphic that you made. He says, well, I better feed the poors here.
Yeah, well, maybe we should root for Georgia, because he may not be so kind if they're not dominating the damn sport. You know what?
Exactly, man. Exactly.
Hey, one other thing. So both the coordinators are back for Mizzou.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I love coaching continuity. I think that, you know, that serves you well more often than not. So we got Kirby Moore, offensive coordinator, coming back for his third year.
Yeah.
But again, I'm not saying he's, I'm not out on him. I don't think he's bad. Hell, last year, I thought he could be one of the best. He looked like one of the best in the conference his first year at Missouri. But last year, a little bit of mixed results, Shane. They were number 11 in scoring in conference play, so that's not going to cut it with all the talent they had. And Missouri was 14th in the conference, Shane, in plays of 20 or more yards. So we were missing explosive plays.
Yeah.
We weren't scoring enough. So I'm just highlighting those, because those are two, I don't know if I want to call them red flags, because there's injuries to the quarterback, things of that nature. But year three, I think, will be a defining year for Kirby Moore. And I also think it's going to be a defining year, Shane, for their defensive coordinator, Cordy Batoon, who I always love to highlight these quarterbacks and coordinators when they're in year two. Because year two, I think they really have their fingerprints all over the system.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not saying Cordy Batoon's bad, but we lost Blake Baker to LSU. And they made him the highest paid coordinator in the country. I know Mizzou fans hate Blake Baker. I think LSU fans got to hate him now too, to be honest with you. But I think this year two, we're going to learn a hell of a lot about Cordy Batoon. We're going to talk a lot about Mizzou's defense coming up. Mizzou is number two in the conference, Shane, in getting stops on third downs. That's outstanding.
Yeah.
But they were number 13 in scoring defense in conference play. So there's good, there's bad. But this year, I think, will give us a much, much better understanding of how good of a coach Corey Bethune is with all the pieces he's got coming back.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And I just feel like, you know, that stat probably skewed by a couple of games, which we'll talk about here in a second. And I feel like, you know, you remove that, they're right there in the mix of things. And you're right. It was just an ebb and flow type of season for that defense. There was moments they shined, and there was moments you're just scratching your head and says, it's the same team, you know? So I think, you know, year two in that system, we're going to have a little bit more consistency. And, you know, they still got a lot of talent coming back, man.
Hey, I love this comment from Cousin Benny. Let's highlight him, Shane. Mizzou has twice as many 10-win seasons since 2000 than Texas. Oh, enjoy shit. Arch, because after he leaves, y'all go suck again. And then shout out Drew Locke, Shane.
The Golden Goose.
He's back, Shane. This is 25 cents for each ball Shane is going to lose when he comes here and goes golfing on September 6th.
Hell yeah,
cuz. And then we had one more, the legend, Shade. Steven Up, we appreciate you, buddy. He just gifted a membership. Steven gifted it to Christopher Johnson. Christopher,
welcome to the family.
Welcome to the family.
Appreciate you, Steven Up. We appreciate you, buddy.
Is that the running back, Chris Johnson? I don't know.
He's another one, Shane, where he's an Alabama guy. So I think he's feeling generous because Alabama is basically whooping everybody's ass. You know what?
Well, it's just good to have the names back. I don't know what you put back in there, but I'm glad you got that cleaned up too. It's good to see these names back.
He said it was the first of the month, got his check. All right. So let's get into returning production, Shane. Now here's.
Yeah.
Again. We're trying to be positive. It's Missouri, all this.
Yeah.
And we'll get to the portal in just a second. But here's where I'm a little concerned here. First time Cousin Shane has made an appearance on the graphic. Missouri's got 22% of their offense back. That's 15th in the conference. Passing yards, 0% return. So I just put Cousin Shane up there because Cousin Shane's got as many passing yards returning as anybody on the roster. So again, we'll get to the transfer portal, but rushing yards, 13.6% back. That's 15th in the SEC. The top three rushers from last year and five of the top seven are gone. Receiver, Shane, 28.8%. That is also 15th in the SEC. Three of the top four receivers gone. Offensive line, 32.8% of the snaps are back. That is 12th most returning offensive line snaps in the conference. So a top three offensive line snaps gone from last year and five of the top seven. So sensing a theme here, Shane, massive overhaul. And this side of the ball, we can make all the excuses we want for injuries, this, that, and the other. Last year was a disappointment.
Yep.
So what's it going to look like this year with all these new pieces that we'll get to in here in just a second? But this is kind of the biggest question mark I have for Missouri's program right now.
Yeah, obviously a lot of turnover in this department, but, you know, honestly, I mean, let's just say it like it is, Mike. I felt disappointed. I felt cheated with the offense we had last year. I thought that was going to be the most explosive. You talked about those stats. It kind of blew my mind that we took a step back in that department. And so maybe a hard reset's what we needed. And, you know, if you're bringing anything back, let's bring back some big uglies up front and build around them. So, this one, the graphics look bad, but I'm not terrified here. You know what I'm saying? I don't think we take a huge step back on this offense.
Right. Well, I'll tell you someone who thinks they will, Shane.
Who's that?
Cause of Michael Dunlap. He gave us $5. The real Columbia will always be in Carolina. Beat the hell out of them Tigers. So appreciate you, cause of Michael. Again, his words, this is a Missouri preview. So I'm not saying I agree with that. But he gave us a donation, so I feel obligated to read that.
You'll look at Mike dancing for dollars. He's up there on the...
Now, hey, we said all that about the offense, right?
Yeah.
Check out this defense, Shay.
There it is.
So, nearly 71% of the defensive production is back. That's number two in the SEC, Shane. 68.8% of the tackles are back. That's third in the SEC. tackles for loss, 64.5%. Back, that's fifth in the SEC. Interceptions, over 85%. That's number two in the SEC. Passes defended, 69%. Nice. That's fourth in the SEC. Defensive back snaps, over 72%. That's third in the conference. And then defensive line snaps, a little over 49% back, which is eighth in the SEC. And again, this is before we even get to the transfers. We're going to get the transfers here in a minute. But this is reason for optimism. We were very, very good on defense next year. This is reason to believe that we could be elite this fall in Columbia on our defensive side of the football.
Yes. This is why you should be excited. I think if you're a Mizzou fan, this is why. I mean, you think about some of the teams that did make those runs last year. What's the first thing they talk about? How good their defense was. So I think there's a lot of improvement here. There's going to be a lot of growth. I saw some photos they were posted the other day from their site showing these kids and their development. There's some developing being made here, and having all this talent returning, this again is why you should be excited there in Columbia.
Mm-hmm. Now, another reason to be excited.
Yeah.
Bo Prabula.
Oh, come on, Shane.
Again, not a ton of statistics here, but that's why I was throwing the career at you. You know, he's literally the $1 million man down here. He's not been named starting quarterback, but again, 424 pass yards, 9 touchdowns, 1 interception, over 66% completion percentage, 571 rush yards, and the thing I love, Shane, 10 rushing touchdowns. So this is a true dual threat quarterback. He's not been named the starter, but hell, if he's not the starter, that tells me Sam Horn took a huge jump and he's ready to play. So, you know, it's a win-win situation. And shout out, Shane, on 3 and 24-7, because they finally agree on something, Shane. Number 7 portal class, unanimous here with 22 transfers in, 24 out. The 24 out, those guys can't play a lick. We got 22 guys that can play down here, Shane.
Mike.
and I don't know if you saw this. This was in the news recently. This is factual. There's documents to back this up. Missouri spent over $31 million in NIL compensation in the past year. Now, that's split among all the sports, but we're not naive. Most of that's going to go to football, and I'm not highlighting that because I'm saying it's bad or anything like that. I'm saying Missouri, I think, is very wise, Shane, and they're looking at the landscape, and we all know there's, you know, we got all this money now we can allocate to athletes, so everybody's doing it now. But Missouri wisely looked at the landscape and said, all right, the rules in this state help us. Let's go all in. Hell, and it's working. It's no coincidence, Shane. They've won 21 games the last 2 years, and they got a top 10 portal class because I think they're going all in on football, and the expectation is to win 10 or more, make the college football playoff while they have this advantage. And that's, you know, it's like a snowball, Shane. It's rolling downhill. It's picking up steam. And we've been singing this guy's praises. It's time to get to know him, Shane. Running back Ahmad Hardy, my bold prediction a couple weeks ago, he's going to lead the SEC in rushing. He was a freshman All-American, 1,351 yards, 13 touchdowns just last year, Shane. Sun Belt Freshman of the Year. Bo Prabula, we already highlighted him. Damian Wilson, former 5-star. He was at Georgia, played 26 games down there. Mm-hmm. Jeremiah Trotter was a freshman All-American at West Virginia. He's got 92 tackles last year. I mean, he's a beast. Kevin Coleman, Shane, 74 catches, 932 yards, 6 touchdowns. One of my favorite players in recent SEC is Jalen Catalon, Shane.
Yeah.
He's played at Arkansas. He's played at Texas. He played at UNLV. He plays everywhere. Now he's coming to Mizzou to kick ass, over 250 tackles, 10 picks. I mean, he's an animal back here. I love that guy. So, this is a hell of a portal class right here.
Oh, yeah. And a lot of names that, I mean, you obviously Hardy and Prabula, those are going to steal the story here. But, you know, there is some competitive, not just depth, man. We're talking starters here. Kevin Coleman's one of those guys. Like, if I was playing fantasy football and I went heavy on running back and I'm like taking a chance that no one's going to see Kevin Coleman sitting there, you know what I'm saying? But you just pray to God nobody picks him up because he's going to, I think he's one of the most slept on wide receivers in the country. And I mean, he really started to shine over there at Mississippi State, and I know they would love to have him back. But yeah, this team's got other guys too. It's just, I think it's you found the holes that you had, you know, mainly on that offensive side, and you went out there and you built the damn offense through NIL and the transfer portal, man.
Yep. And hey, shout out, Shane. We got cousin Gregory's back with another $5. Oh. Two guys to watch. I love that he's donating, but also giving information. That's I really appreciate you, cousin Gregory. Two guys to watch for on defense: Damian Wilson, the Georgia transfer; Darius Smith, former Georgia transfer. He's been banged up. Now he's good to go. Off the edge, there'll be a problem. Appreciate you, cousin Gregory. And we also got cousin Caleb Long, Shane. Member for 10 months.
Hell yeah.
What a cousin here. Mizzou always thrives when we're doubted. We finally have our light show, so Shane Beamer will need another Gatorade cooler to break his foot again. M-I-Z-F-K-U.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Lowercase K next time, though.
And hey, not to be outdone, Shane. Again, I don't spend a ton of time on recruiting on these shows, but they signed a top 20 class, number 16 class in the country, number six edge, Javion Hilson. Maybe he sees the field. They signed the number 10 quarterback in the country, Matt Zollers. So who knows? He could factor, probably not this year, but down the line, always good to have a top 10 quarterback. Number 13 running back in the country, Marquise Davis. Number 16 receiver, Donovan Ugboed. I'm sure I butchered that, but I got him in the two deep as well. So really, really nice recruiting class here for Drinking Company as well.
Is there a name or two there that you're kind of looking at? Maybe not initially, but maybe later in the season, start being a contributor. Is there one you're hearing in camp or anything?
Nope. this is a veteran team, yeah. Shane. We don't need freshmen to come out here. That's old Mizzou, not new Mizzou. So let's break it out here. The projected depth chart for the offensive side of the football. And again, not a ton of transfers, but transfers in critical positions here. So again, this is, again, I'm trying to be realistic, but I'm trying to be positive. But we do have transfers at quarterback, running back, left tackle, and one of the key receiver positions. So something to consider. But when it comes to the best position group, I think for Missouri, Shane, I'm going receivers and tight ends, because I think Kevin Coleman's going to be a beast in this offense. Yep. Brett Nordfleet back for another year. He's got all the potential in the world. Marquise Johnson, one of the fastest players in the conference. Now it's his time to shine. Josh Manning's got plenty of run. So for me, tight ends, receivers, if we put them together, I think that's going to be the strongest position on this offense.
Yeah, and that's crazy, you know, knowing what you lost. You know what I'm saying? I that was, if you were just to tell me next season, 2025, Which department do you think is going to struggle the most? I thought it would be the wide receivers, but no, they went out here, spent some money, and they got some damn players, son.
Right. And then, so next I got offensive line. Again, I'm kind of splitting hairs here, because I truly don't know what this offense is going to look like, but we all love Caden Green. He's elite, maybe the best guard in the country. Connor Tolson, 37 career game, 2,300 snaps. I mean, good night, Shane. Connor Tolleson, maybe one of the best two or three centers in the conference. And Johnny Williams was, coming over from West Virginia, so he's got experience. We got transfers coming in here with experience. So give me the offensive line second. Yeah. Running backs, again, Ahmad Hardy. I've sung his praises to no end. But what do we got behind him? Not 100% sure, aside from Jamal Roberts. And then, again, last, I got to put the quarterbacks, just because to me that's the ultimate wild card here from Missouri with Bo Prabula, Sam Horn. I don't know what they're going to look like, but they both have massive potential. And by the end of the year, they're probably much, much higher on this list. But as Shane would say, I'm not going to sit here and crown them until we actually see it.
Yeah. We need a few games, and we're going to get them, you know, and I think that there'll definitely be some separation. I am curious, you know, how set, I mean, everybody has kind of said, you know, I call him BOMO is going to be the guy, but You know, I think people still sleeping a little bit on Sam Horn. You know, it's just he got banged up, obviously, and you haven't seen him in a while. I am curious what kind of role he'll have, if any, this season.
Mm. All right, so defense, Shane.
Yeah.
Again, this is where we are going to shine right here. I mean, my goodness, Shane, look at all that bold here, and where it's not bolded, we're bringing in some outstanding transfers to, yes, again, to help shore up his defense. And I mean, this is probably the hardest one we've done, Shane, where I don't know that I can pick. I guess I got to, but I don't know I could pick a best group and a worst group or anything like that. But I am going to go defensive backs with Dalen Carnell back, Marvin Burks, Dre Norwood, Dre Norwood, and then I've already talked up Jalen Catalon. Stephen Hill's another transfer. I love, love, love this defensive backfield where I don't see any weaknesses. Toriano Pride, year two after transferring in from Clemson. This is going to be an elite secondary. Number two, I would say linebackers. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of cheating here, but I'm counting David Wilson and Darius Smith as linebackers. The freshman All American Josiah Trotter coming in, Tristan Newsome back for what seems like the 50th year here in Columbia. So I'm putting the linebackers second, and then defensive line third. And again, they're not, by no means is a defensive line a liability. We got guys coming back with tons of starts all across the defensive line. I don't see a weakness on this Missouri defense.
No. This is going to keep them in every single game here, man. And I see the position you'd probably be running, Joker there. I always like these different names for the defenses, you know, and I try to pick which one Mike would be. It'd be that, or I'd maybe weak side linebacker. I don't know. Emphasis on weak side, you know. But I do like a lot that is coming back here, mainly the defensive backs. You know, I think these guys are, you know, maybe not talked about near as much, but this is going to be a group right here that we're going to be talking about when it comes NFL draft time, you know.
Right. So let's get into the biggest question mark, Shane.
Yeah.
And I think it kind of goes without saying that, you know, it'd be easy to say quarterback, but I'll just, you know, I'll just say offensive identity. Again, I don't know why. I guess because and this partly my fault, or maybe all my fault, Shane, I hyped up Missouri so much last year on offense.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I feel like I hope this has never happened to you, cousin Shane. I know it's happened to me. I hope it's not happened to any of the cousins. But, you know, when someone cheats on you and it's just like, it breaks your heart. And you don't want to, it's like you don't want to give your heart to the next person.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about Missouri's offense right now. They broke me. They shattered me. They let me down. So I don't know what they're going to be, but we got to get this offensive identity. And what I hope the plan is, what I think the plan is, will be to run Hardy. Again, that's why I predicted him to lead the SEC in rushing. But if he doesn't, and not that he has to be that good, but if it's not led by the ground game,
yeah,
then I don't know. I'm a little concerned what this offense could be.
Well, I've not had my heart broken by a girl, but there was a time I went to a barbecue restaurant once, and mm-hmm. somebody was talking up the barbecue, and we got there, and they said, "Oh, by the way," and I hate this conversation. I know you've had it before. We don't have this, this, and this. And one of it was the pulled barbecue. And I'm like, how the hell can you run a barbecue stand and not have that? So you talk about heartbroken. That's why I'm there. I mean, I ate the brisket, but that's not what I was there for, man. But anyway, I felt like the identity is going to be important. I feel like you're going to get more back to what Drink initially was brought here to do. And, mm-hmm. You know, what was he good at App State? What was he good at when he first got here? What was he good at, you know, two years ago? I felt like running the damn football, and we got away from it a little bit. And I think we get back to that in 2025. But yes, somebody's got to answer that question, whether it be the offensive line or whether it be just the running backs in general.
Cousin Mike, I appreciate you. He says, stop talking about Jackson Arnold, still recovering. Like Cousin Paul says, let it out, Mike. This is a safe space.
Oh, jeez. Stay on target, Shane. There, I saw that one.
All right, so here's a look at the schedule, Shane. Over under 7.5 wins, yes, for the Missouri Tigers. 50-1 odds to win the conference. 151 to win the national championship. I said this about South Carolina. I tell you, I've always, when I think of Missouri, I think of South Carolina. When I think of South Carolina, I think of Missouri. I don't know why, but this is great value odds, I think. Given the schedule, given the defense we have, given the coaching staff we have, Shane,
yeah,
we've got all the pieces to make a run here. And, you know, I mean, there's still people that doubt if Texas is really that good or they just feasted on the schedule, you know? So it doesn't really matter. All that matters is your path and can you get there? And I think Missouri, you know, if things break right for them, they can make the college football playoff. Hell, they can even make the SEC championship. And I don't think that's like some crazy homer take.
No. I mean, brother, you saw it last couple of seasons. And, you know, whether it be the depth and development, whether it be the portal or whatever, it seems like there's more volatility with some of these football teams that maybe are a little top heavy, that don't have the depth, that don't have maybe the experience that some of these other teams. I think if you can get to the dance, anything can happen. Damn, you know, one damn football game. We saw it last year with Tennessee and Arkansas. We saw it with Vandy and Mizzou. We saw it with, I mean, you enter a team that got upset. Vanderbilt and Georgia State. It just, the crazy things happen in any given Saturday. So I feel like the best bet is which team do you feel has the easier path to get to the dance? And that's one of the reasons I like Mizzou.
Well, I don't like his comment, Shane, but I do like donations. So I'm going to read that here. Shout out Christopher Powers. Went to the Mizzou game in Little Brother, Columbia last year. Damn, that stadium's a dump. Danger, falling rocks, first super chat ever. Peace. that's not nice. Off come on. You know what that is, Shane?
What's that?
Do you ever hear people talking down to like Vanderbilt or Mississippi State or, you know, like Arkansas right now?
No, not really.
You talk down to the ones that you're threatened by, that's whooping your ass, and you're just scared. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Whoa, you know who's not scared?
Holy shit, Too Slick coming out.
I'm going to make you read all these, Shane. 20 donations, Too
hell
Slick.
What a, thank you, okay, cuz.
They're still filtering in. I can't even read them all, but all right, let's see.
Thanks, man. Really appreciate that.
What a guy. He's gearing up for football too. You know what? That's what it is. He's been in camp right now. All right.
It's here, baby.
Shout out to Slick. These are the 20 people that he just gifted memberships to, Shane. Gary, that's an easy one. Perry Mason. That's a classic.
Investigator.
Boy and his dog. What a name. Randy Trujillo. I hope I didn't butcher that. Hand shoes and hand grenades.
That was a close one.
Stu, appreciate you. Jack Hinton, Michael Dunlap, Denny 1961, MCP, Matthew Miller, Darren Kendall, Ardell Wolf 2016, D-Hawk, Garrett Fowler, Philip Golden, Nick Anderson, Adam Bray, Rodrigo, and Jimbo SEC. Welcome to the family. Courtesy, the legend Too Slick.
Welcome Slick to the family.
Oh, man, what a guy. You know what?
Dude, that's awesome. Really, I do appreciate that. Welcome to the family, guys. You picked a hell of a time to come in with Media Days right around the corner. We got a lot of special stuff coming up. that the Cousins will have access to. So I appreciate everybody obviously hanging out. And if you can't afford to be, you know, pay the $4.99, then I tell you what, man, a thumbs up would also help. So I appreciate everybody that has spread the word to help this show grow, man.
Cousin Too Slick, he says, got to catch up on with JR.
Is that it? Is that damn first of the month? Here we are.
All right, Shade, win, loss, or toss.
Mm-hmm.
One of our favorites here for the Missouri Tigers. Let's break it down. I like these little videos I do. So here's where I got it, Shane. You tell me if I'm crazy, which I probably am, where I got it right, where I got it wrong. Projected wins for the Missouri Tigers. Central Arkansas, get the hell out of here. Little K, Kansas, get the hell out of here. Louisiana, come on. I got UMass at home. All these damn games are at home, apparently. At Vanderbilt. Mississippi State at home and at Arkansas. So I got seven, Shane. We're walking into the season with seven games I think should be, I don't know, easy is the right word, but just should be wins for the Missouri Tigers. Yeah. Do you disagree with any of the seven that I have listed that should be wins for Mizzou?
That should be wins? No, I do not disagree with you.
Okay, so that means I got three. You'll probably disagree with these. Three toss-ups, Shane. South Carolina at home, at Auburn, who you love, and at Oklahoma. I think these are three pivotal games that could go either way. And a big part of Auburn and Oklahoma being toss-ups, in my mind, is because they're on the road. Do you disagree with any of those three toss-ups?
Kind of, because it's going to lead to loss here. I think toss-up can also be Texas A&M. After a bye week, November 8th.
Yeah, okay. And then so I got two losses, Bama at home, A&M at home. Mm-hmm. And again, I think Alabama's going to be really good. They're my pick to win the conference, just so anybody, you know, if they're wondering, why the hell are you so high on Alabama? And remember, I think you missed this, yeah, because this is a Steven day. And shout out to my last appearance on Feinbaum if you want to go check that out. I'm leaning, Shane. The fact that you're off the bandwagon gives me even more optimism here. I'm leaning A&M as one of my playoff picks. So take that into consideration when I have those listed as losses. I just think those two teams are going to be really, really good.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. And I think they will. And I just, again, when we talk scheduling, we talk home games, that's the only reason I suggest that A&M should be the toss-up here. I am with you with Bama being a loss here.
Okay. So you ready to go week by week and predict the schedule?
Yeah.
And remember how we like to do this. Mm-hmm. This is like a best case, optimistic, maybe a little I don't know what the right word is. Just a little bit of homerism. I mean, the man's got the Lambert shirt up there. So we're going that style, Shane. And I don't care. You know, we could sit the entire starting team. Central Arkansas, they're getting their ass whooped week one. Well, I'm not even going to waste my time with that. You know what?
No, those Purple Bears, get them out of here.
And then Little K. Hey,
I will say this, side note, fun game, first game of the year for the SEC conference. So even though I make a joke of the Purple Bears, I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah, no doubt. But I'm much more fired up, Shane, for week two.
Yeah.
For the Little K to come back.
These little bastards.
They went fine. You know, no one pays attention to that football program. They're more of a basketball school than anything, you know. But crap.
Damn you, Too Slick.
Too Slick just gave us $100. Mizzou getting curb stomped by Bama. Road Dad. Well,
God, can't even let them enjoy their show. You know?
Roll Tide.
Man, we appreciate you, Too Slick. Yeah, we'll get to that one, but I can't thank you enough for that. That means a lot.
Damn, Too Slick coming out of nowhere, swinging today.
I hope he didn't miss the Bama show where we crowned them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe that's why he's so excited. You know.
But Little K's coming to town, Shay. They went 5-7 last year. Mm-hmm. Again, I don't know who watches that. You know, I think they just they use that to pass the time until it's basketball season up there, which last I checked, Missouri's better at basketball now too. But the last meeting was not since 2011, when of course Missouri was not in this conference. So, you know, this is a historic game. I'm glad it's in Columbia, and you know, all that lead up to say that Kansas is going to get their ass kicked. Come on, Shane, 2-0. We're going 2-0 to start the season. I have no doubt.
What I think is funny is Kansas still thinks that this is a rivalry, you know, and yes, are the states close? Absolutely. But this is the tale of two kids that went off to different schools, you know, and one did nothing. And the other one has just been working out in his basement the entire freaking time. And he can't wait to kick his ass when he comes back. That's what it feels like here. This game is mostly, and I'm not just saying this as a homer. I just think this game is going to be decided by halftime. Give me Mizzou big here. 2-0.
Right. How about this one from Ole Miss, Shane? He says, too slick getting in some write-offs. The only thing, and again, I don't think this will be a concern. I think it's a little overblown just because I know how much this means to the fans.
Yeah.
But you don't want it to mean so much where the players are like pressing. You know what I mean? And again, all these players, none of them have played Kansas unless they were in a different conference or anything. So I don't even think that's going to be a factor. But, you know, I think we saw some of that last year. And just the only example I could think of was A&M in Texas. Mm-hmm. Last year, I think Texas was better than A&M. So I'm not trying to take anything away from Texas, but I wonder if Texas A&M was just so tight in that football game, and I know there was playoffs on the line, there was SEC chase, so it's completely different. But I'm just thinking two historic rivals that haven't faced off in a long time. You're hosting a game, and then Texas come kind of sets the tone. That's the only concern. It's got to be business as usual because this Missouri team against this Kansas team, Missouri should whoop their ass. Just don't make it the Super Bowl. Just make it another Saturday. You know what?
I just don't think they can, man. You know, and not just when they're singing about Kansas at an Oklahoma game.
Yeah, but are the players doing that? I don't think that's what I'm saying. The fans is one thing. I don't think the players. Dude, you think Bo Prabula hates Kansas? I don't think he's thought about Kansas.
Mike, look at the last Pribula tweet and tell me there ain't no Kansas in his feed. They are. They're leeches. They're going to find these. Everything that they post, there's going to be 10, you know, naysayers from the little town. Right. And that's just.
Well that's why that to your point, then if you're right, then it is a concern. That's why I'm saying don't make us the damn soup. You don't psych these guys up to where they cannot lose this game. I think that's a legit concern.
But they can't lose this game. I see what you're saying, the psychology of it all. But when it surrounds you 24/7, you can't just turn it off and go business as normal. Talk to my teenager and tell her to, hey, focus on what I'm trying to say. The kids aren't like that, you know? So I feel like this is going to be a personal game, whether they are part of the rivalry or not.
Okay.
Because everyone else around them is.
Right. Well, now you got me concerned. But you know what I'm not concerned about?
What's that?
Louisiana. Get the hell out of 3-0. We're cruising to 3-0. Billy Napier ain't there to save you. And even if he was, he'd still be losing this damn game. You know what?
Yeah, that or trailing by 3 in the fourth quarter. So.
All right. Now, that was a buddy game, Shane. First conference game. South Carolina's coming to town. Missouri is very fortunate the way this thing lines up, and it could line up for a special season because you want to get payback. You have set the tone. Your coach has owned South Carolina up until last year, and again, it took literally the last drive for them at home to beat you. I think it's so important that you come out here, you set the tone. Lenore Sellers could be, you know, the hottest quarterback in the country coming into this one. So this is going to be an elite, elite matchup. Missouri's defense, South Carolina quarterback, and I won't say the whole offense overall because South Carolina's got some question marks on offense, but this is going to be, I think, Sellers' toughest test to date. This is going to be a hell of a game, Shane. May even be like an overtime type game. I think it goes down to the wire, maybe even a field goal. Beamer ball. Block his ass. We block air kick. We beat him. Give me Mizzou going 4-0 to start the year.
Six home games, man. I mean, that's what a start to a season here. And I think that's the main important recipe to success there in Mizzou, because they do have a lot of new faces. They have a lot of, you know, you may have the same coordinators, you may have the same coaching staff, but you know, there are going to be some bumps in the road. And I really do like how this schedule's set up. You get an early test with Kansas, but it's not too tough. You know what I'm saying? I joke about Kansas. I think it's going to be a good football game, but I do think that there's also some cupcakes involved here to get everything. This is your game right here. You talked about not making week two so important. Week four, big rival. This is the new rivalry right here between the Columbias. And I feel like this is a crown that you've got to wear for the last, three out of four opportunities. But you lost one last year, and you got to be careful, because South Carolina, if they get it, they'll keep it. So I feel like this is a very, very important football game. And if Mizzou's truly going to have success, they got to have it. Optimistic Shane, or as you like to call it, Tiger Shane, I got this one as a win.
Man, look at this comment from Cousin Benny, though. He says, I hate to say it, but if Mizzou loses to Kansas, the stadium will be completely empty for the rest of the season.
Yeah. That's the only thing. I hate that. There are some fringe teams that it's like when success is out, just because you're not used to it or something. It feels like the fandom goes, and I saw bits of that with South Carolina at times. I saw bits of that with Mizzou. I hope we don't see that this year.
Mm-hmm. I saw it's already a sellout, so I think it's earliest sellout Missouri's had in quite some time. You know what?
Yeah, absolutely, man.
But, you know, I don't think it is a sellout. It probably will be by the time the game turns around.
What's that?
UMass. Come on, UMass. You're going home with a
wall. Damn, they're back, huh?
5-0 for the Missouri Tigers. Heading into a bye week, there's nowhere better to be. And again, I think the only hurdle to getting here is South Carolina.
Yeah, it's good to have UMass at home finally. this is another big win. I think this is when the hype really picks up. If everything's going, which this isn't a far-fetched scenario. This isn't homerism right here. There's a real shot going into this Bama game after this bye week that Mizzou's sitting there undefeated, probably. I'd say top 15, 17, somewhere around there, man.
Right. Yeah. Maybe even top 10.
Yeah. I mean, you never know by this time.
So now comes the maybe the toughest test of the season, Shane.
Yeah.
2 weeks to prepare. Alabama's coming to town. They beat you bad last year. You didn't have your starting quarterback. So, you know, should be a much different story. And the fact you're getting them at home, there's some bad blood. This could, you know, Drake's had some huge wins already, so I'm not saying, you know, he doesn't have like a signature type win, but this would be, I think, the signature type win of his tenure there. Well, he did beat Ohio State, so I mean, there's others, but Alabama, you know, again, they'll have the Georgia game before this. Yeah. And their blood feud, which is apparently Vanderbilt now, so you know, there's a lot of reasons to like Missouri in this football game, Shane, but I hate to do it, but I think this is where they catch their first loss of the season. Give me Alabama. But it's not like I think it's going to be nearly as lopsided as it was last year.
I hope not. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's sandwiched between that Bama game is sandwiched between two of the Tennessee teams that they lost to last year. So they got something to look for. They're not expecting a game with Mizzou. And be careful, you know. I do think that this is going to be a better football team, mainly on that defensive side. And again, crazy things have happened. I do think Alabama wins it, so I'll put a old Two Slicks comment back up here. But I will say this, man. It will be close. This is a game that ultimately could come down to the fourth quarter, come down to coaching, maybe mistakes, and who makes the biggest mistake here. But all hands on deck on this one. This is, I hate to say it, it's not like your Super Bowl, but this is the one. Like we talk about Mizzou and the success that Eli's had, but there's these games. It's the Georgias, it's the Bamas that kind of haunt them a little bit. That we need to get over. We played them close at times, but we've not won. You get a big win like this, then people start recognizing, you know, exactly what Mizzou's become. So going to be a good football game, but I got Bama winning this one.
I think it's going to come down to this man, Shane. Mr. Bo Prebula.
Oh, yeah.
See, yeah. Because I don't think you – hell, I know Oklahoma and Vanderbilt did, but I don't think you're running against – I mean, you might be able to run a little against Bama, but I don't think you're running wild over him, if that makes sense. This is why you're paying this guy over $1 million to come in here and win these type of games. He's got to be a difference maker in a game like this. Go Johnny Manziel, Hendon Hooker, if you will, Diego Pavia. You know, yeah. I mean, he's got to be that type of guy in these critical situations, because I think Alabama is going to force him to beat him. You know,
well, and what I do like about him, and we didn't really get to showcase him too much, is just he's physical, man. You know, he's not afraid to lower the shoulder. Now, you don't want to do that, especially coming off a banged up quarterback, but you know, if he's got to get that 5 yards, he'll go Nick Fitzgerald on you. You know what I'm saying? He'll do it. And what I like about that is he's got that, let's keep the chains moving. Let's keep our offense on the field. Let's keep the defense, you know, healthy and fresh when they go in there. And that's a recipe for beating a team like Alabama. It's exactly what Vanderbilt did to him last year.
Hey, we got another donation, Shane. The Mizzou hate is very real on this one. Shout out, cousin Johnny Delgado. We're stomping a mud hole in Mizzou. Go USC. But how about, now I'm swinging it back the other way. Cousin Ben, what a guy. Hot take. Bama loses the opener against Florida State and loses to Mizzou. Ooh. Cousin Ben, they're loving that comment.
Save it, because if it happens, Ben looks like a genius. He doesn't delete it, Ben.
All right, next game, Shane, on the road. Now's our first road game of the season. And again, if it plays out the way we just predicted, you know, you're coming off your first loss, and there's always a danger, Shane, when you're undefeated, you're flying high, you're seeing yourself high in the rankings, you're projecting yourself in the college football playoff. You really got to be careful not to let one loss turn into two. Going on the road at Auburn, really, they went toe-to-toe with you last year as well.
Yeah.
And they were not that good last year. They look to be much improved, which they've looked to be much improved many times and not gotten it done. I know you are in love with them damn War Eagle. But you know who's not?
SEC Mike.
You're getting your ass a loss at home. Jordan Hare, get the hell out of here. Number one toughest place, maybe the number one toughest place named after Jordan Hare. You know what I mean? So give me Mizzou to go on the win. Go on the road and get a win.
Tough one. This is a tough one. Like you said, it's not one that you can just sleep on. You can't just show up to the Plains and get you a victory here. This is going to take all hands on deck. This is going to take, you know, not making mistakes, taking your foot off the gas. That's the problem with a lot of these teams that are having these early success. I mean, we'll get to A&M here in a second. Prime example, you know, they get this cruising and then they feel like their shit don't stink. Then all of a sudden they get punched in the mouth. Auburn's a team that could punch in the mouth. So I think this is a big win for Mizzou. It's going to be a road win. And, but I do think it's close. It's going to be a close football game. Them Alabama teams are going to give them a fit this year.
How hard was that for you, considering your Auburn love?
It's tough because I love Auburn. We're not there on that preview yet, but I tell you what, brother, this could be a fun game, though. You know what I'm saying? Great defense, great offense. You know, oh, I tell you, you can hear it now. The Jackson comments coming. You know, if they start getting interceptions or fumbles from them. So
No promises we even get to that Auburn one. I'll just be honest with you. But you know who we are getting to, Shane? Cousin Rick. Giggum Jets. Hard for a first-year quarterback to rock it against Bama. Beat the hell out of Emma.
Some Aggies.
Oh, thank man. You, appreciate you, Cousin Rick. Man, everybody's piling on Mizzou tonight. You know what?
Hell yeah, they are, man. Oh, my gosh. Again,
Cousin Mike,
I'd rather people be talking about me than not, you know?
Yep, Cousin Mike says Hugh blames Shane for his shitty golf game.
I feel like he's getting a bad rap with this golf. You know what I'm saying? Because if I told you that Coach O went running for 3 hours this morning when he was, you know, prime LSU, you'd say that's a guy that's focused and he's wanting to get in shape. That's all he's doing. He's out there just perfecting this game. He's thinking about what he wants to do this season. 3 hours of exercising. I'm not getting on freeze for golfing.
Hey, I haven't fact checked this, Shane, but Cousin Tony says there's a Lambert's close to Auburn.
Really?
All right, next game, Shane, on the road at Vanderbilt. Yep. Last year, man, that was the first sign, you know, I thought, you know, there's something wrong with Mizzou, but really what it was the first sign that Vanderbilt, this is a new age of Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
They took it overtime. You still got the win. But again, this is what we were talking about early, Shane, where you're winning all these games, you win 21 games in 2 years. You're like, man, what a disappointment that was. Like, buddy, you just won 10 games.
Yeah. Yep.
This is the standard here, where if we're winning in overtime against Vanderbilt, we're all mad. It ain't going to be an overtime, Shane. It's just a regular season win. Come on. Go on all the road. And heck, if you tell Missouri fans are winning their first two road games, I think they'll know they're in for a special season because they got all these home games circling it.
Oh, you know what? Pav, he has just ran his damn mouth so much. and I love it. I get it. It's, you know, you make hay while the sun shines, as they say, because we're talking about Vandy. But you know who we won't be talking about after this game is Vandy, because this one will be put away. It'll be embarrassing. They won't even make ESPN. So, yeah, don't you hate it when your team is you're playing so bad that your team doesn't even make it in the highlight reel at the end of the night? Of course, SEC is doing a better job of highlighting all the teams. But I will say this will not be a close game. Give me MIZ, baby.
Right, and you know, I'm giving Joshua, because of Joshua, son. Shout out, Shay, $20. Boog all those damn haters. Hey, bye, motherfuckers, Z, baby. Appreciate you, Joshua.
Thank you, cuz. I appreciate it.
I'm just reading them as they're written here, folks. All right, so next, hey, we got 2 weeks to prepare, which is going to be awesome, because we got A&M coming to town. Again, this was another one, Shane, where you ask a Mizzou fan, yeah, they didn't even lose that game. It was taken from them. I went back and watched it. Yeah, there were some horrendous calls, particularly right out the gate. Should have been a pass interference, but for some reason they don't call those in College Station against the road team for some reason. Luther Burden had like an 80-yard touchdown. They said, hey, this guy's – he went 3 feet down the line. We got to take that back. So who the hell knows? I mean, if those things didn't happen, maybe – maybe would have beat A&M last year, but I don't know, Shane. I'm blaming last year on the refs. I'm gonna find some new excuses probably this year, Shane, because I think A&M gets it. Again, I think A&M's gonna be really good this year. I could be dead wrong, and the fact that I'm sitting here predicting the A&M win, that almost guarantees they're gonna get a loss.
Mike, truthfully, I've got two losses for Mizzou this year, and this could be it or the Oklahoma. I don't know which one. So I'm giving it a 0.5 here.
Okay.
Taking the cheap way out. I like the fact that, you know, if you look at it, they're 2-2 against them. So they're not accustomed to losing or winning. I mean, it's going to be a coin toss type game. What is Marcel Reed, the guy, is this offense humming like we think it could? They got a lot of question marks down there in College Station as well. And honestly, Bomo, is he the guy? And if he takes off, then I don't think, you know, I don't know exactly what this ceiling would be, but this could be a really good football game. I would definitely give them a win if it were. Yeah, I'm going to give them a win here. Yeah, I just don't. The more I think about it, I feel like it's going to be A&M or Oklahoma, and I feel like having them at home, yeah, give me an A&M win.
Cousin Matthew says, I'm five twisted tees deep, baby.
Oh, remember that run. Damn, I never drank so much damn tea in my life when they were sponsoring this show.
Yeah, I miss them. I wish they'd come back. All right,
yeah,
so
well, yeah.
You know who I don't wish comes back?
Somebody gets a beer company to sponsor this show, they get 25% of the commission. You make it happen. We need a beer on this show, Mike.
Yeah, we'll need a couple to watch Mississippi State get whooped by Mizzou. Shane, I think we're going to be running wild against Mississippi State. It'll be, again, if it plays out the way I'm saying, tricky game because they have a fun offense. Last year, hell, was actually a little bit competitive, or at least more competitive than I thought it would be. But all we did was we went and stole their best receiver and put them on our team. So the fact that you may lose the week prior, I think, again, same thing I said about the other Auburn game. You got to make sure that doesn't beat you twice. So this game may be a little bit more important than I'm making it out to be, but Missouri should kill Mississippi State.
Should and would and will. I don't know what other letters and words you want to put in there. This could be a fun game, and it could be a very bad game. I do think Mississippi State sneaks up and punches a couple tickets. You know what I'm saying? And this would be a prime example, especially in your scenario, if they're coming off a devastating loss with Texas A&M. You got to be careful with that one. But there's no reason that Mizzou should lose to State. So give me another win here. We're cruising, baby.
Hey, how about this one? I like this suggestion from Cousin Rick. How about root beer? We'd take a root beer sponsor. We'd make some floats here. You know what?
Only thing is, some of that root beer has cinnamon in it, and you know, I could possibly die on the show. But you know, a dollar's a dollar, right, Mike?
I'm sure we can get you some cinnamon free. You know what? That's never stopped you from eating cinnamon rolls.
No, in fact, my eye is swollen. I don't know if you can see it right here, but gotten us some sauce that must have had it.
All right, next game, Shane. Ooh, buddy. Budding rivalry here at Oklahoma. Shane tried to convince me that it was an all-time classic last year. Anybody that watched that game or attended it knows the reality. It was two hours and 45 minutes of the worst football I've ever seen in my life, followed by a wild 5 minutes. So that's fair. But last I checked, Shane, they have exodus everybody associated with Oklahoma offense.
Yes.
they're no longer associated with that program. So again, I love the fact that Oklahoma fans now they're starting, Shane. Remember this time last year, they're like, Missouri, I don't even think about them. They're not a rival. Now they're like, you know, still not number one on the hate list or anything, and they may never be because of the Texas rivalry, but it's building. I can sense it building, Shane, and it'll build in an astronomical rate if Missouri goes to Norman and whoops their ass on their own home field. That's how you spice up a rivalry. I don't see it this year, Shane. I'm giving it to Oklahoma, but in fairness, I picked Oklahoma last year. So again, this is probably good news for Missouri.
Yeah, and to be fair, Mike, I told you I got to give them a loss somewhere around here. I think ceiling for Mizzou is going to be 10-2. Not quite sure where that second loss would come from, but if I had to pick, Oklahoma on the road is a pretty good spot to put it. And I think if you're sitting there, you're really happy because guess what? You're going to the playoffs in that scenario. And even in your scenario, who knows? Crazier things have happened. We may have some 9-3 SEC teams. But yeah, I think this may be a loss, in my opinion. Of course, double cousin curse. Congratulations, Mizzou. You're winning again.
Hey, sorry, I missed this one from Cousin Gregory. Another one, Shane. Kansas City will be interesting on Sunday after Kansas and Mizzou going to win big at OU because our toughest road games we have if we finish 10-2. So interesting points there from Cousin Gregory. Cuz. We appreciate you, buddy. So last game, Shane, hell, everybody knows Mizzou owns old Arkansas, Shane. Yeah. Mizzou leads the series 12-4. They've won 3 in a row and 8 of the last 9. Make that 9 of the last 10. Come on, Shane. I don't care where this game's played. Missouri's going to beat them Razorbacks to get to 9-3. That's how I see it right now. But again, I don't think there's a single blowout in terms of a loss on here. So I think Missouri's going to be in every ball game this year.
Brother. It's it. And I'll go ahead and put the icing on this cake. 10-2, big win against Arkansas here. I don't care if it's snowing, raining, sleeting, doesn't matter. It's going to be a big one there. And I do think that ceiling is not crazy. You know, a lot of people will take some of these homer takes and whatever. I really do think the path is perfect. Look at that schedule, Mike. Look, pull that schedule up again. Look at all that yellow, you know. And if you want to win those yellow, it's got to be the Cousins that love that team, being there, being loud, being disruptive, you know, forcing the other team to make mistakes. This is all ahead. Like I said, this is, you got the opportunity. There's some swing games, the South Carolina, the Kansas, the A&M, hell, even the Bama. You've got them there at home. You just need to secure two of your away games and you're in. And look at that. I love the schedule. I love the opportunity. And that's why, again, I find myself back on the Mizzou bandwagon, because I do think that, I don't know, man. I watched three videos. Seriously, Mike, this is Shane. Shane in a nutshell. I do this everywhere I go. I try a new club. I hit a good shot. I got to buy these clubs, man. These clubs, this is what I hit. I took a driver the other day. I was over at Dick's Sporting Goods. I hit this driver and it gives you all the stats. I'm like, that's my problem. It's not my swing. I just don't have the right club. So then I watch Pribula over here throwing a couple footballs and I'm like, you know what? Maybe he is one of the better quarterbacks in this conference. And then I watch a highlight reel of him trucking people in linebackers. So I do this. I get, you know, a little too crazy, but I do think that 10-2 should be on the table if all goes well up there in Columbia.
So what do you think about the most important game, Shane? This is the list I've got for Mizzou. At Oklahoma again. Yeah. And this is to kind of exceed expect or to have a really good year. South Carolina at home, at Auburn. And the reason I have these laid out, Shane, these are all achievable wins.
Mm-hmm.
And I will guarantee you right now, Shane, if Missouri goes 3-0 at Oklahoma, South Carolina at home, at Auburn,
yeah,
they're going to the college football playoff. So I think there's very few teams that would trade. These are the three you got to beat to get to the college football playoff. Missouri gets it done. And hell, they may be favored in all these games. They may not be favored in all of them, but I think they'll be favored in probably two of them. You take care of these three, I think you're in the playoff.
Yes. Yes. I agree. Only one, I would move the South Carolina up, because I do think that could mess some of the wheels up, if you will. And I'd probably put Oklahoma third late in the season. I do think it's an important game. But who knows, though? I guess you could be right. Oklahoma could be the play-in. You know what I'm saying? Like, the winner is one of those teams that are going. So, yeah, I guess I can't argue with that. That is the three that I would pick.
Cousin Brandon, one last shot. This
has been the Mizzou shot. He's still going, baby.
Mizzou and Ole Miss have the same record. Mizzou offense is going to be in shambles, but somehow they're going to be 10-2 or 9-3. I say 8-4. Well, yeah. We do appreciate the donation, Cousin Brandon, but you know who's got even less returning than Missouri on offense, Shane?
True.
Ole Miss dead last in offense returning, and they're also dead last in defense returning. So,
Hey, and you're worried about Hugh Freeze golf all the time. Why don't you ask the fisherman what he's doing today, picking out the world record.
So, last thing, I want to ask you real quick. I've gotten into the mode of asking this question. Missouri makes the college football playoff. What would be your level of surprise? One being not surprised at all, 10 being absolutely stunned. 1 to 10, what's your answer?
10 being stunned, right? So I would say 4.5. 4.5.
Okay. That's one of your lowest ones yet.
Again, it's the road. It's the road to glory, as they say. So, yes, that's kind of where
I'm. The road to glory. Oh, you mean that you're talking about the path to get there?
Yeah, the video game.
I was trying to figure out what in the world you're talking about.
Hey, I want to give – let's do this real quick. I want to get – JP, I appreciate you, man, putting this together. Shout-outs for the Cousins. Jason Bagley, Gregory Grogan, Cousin Jr., Drew Locke, Stephen Up, Michael Dunlop, Christopher Powers, Too Slick, Joey Delgado, Cousin Rick, Joshua, Brandon Riley. I appreciate you, cuz. Thank you for keeping the lights on one more time. And if you're not on the list, we do appreciate you hanging out. Be sure to hit the thumbs up. Costs nothing to hit that little thumb emoji, but it helps us out a lot.
Only thing, Shane, you caught the first time ever you caught Cousin JR, you called him Junior.
Oh, shit. Yeah, Junior. My bad. I'm not good at reading. I knew I was going to butcher it somewhere.
All right, buddy.
I always appreciate JR. I do.
Absolutely. We appreciate each and every Joe one Rogan. Of you. Yeah. Well, if you got anything else before we hop off here?
No, that's it. And I appreciate everybody. We're going to have some great, great stuff coming up. Who's next on our preview?
I think I'm going to do LSU next.
Shoe tagging. Daggone. I'm not going to say that today.
No.
Yeah, Tigers. Yeah. Well, I don't know. It depends which Tigers you're talking about.
That's true. Yeah, go Tigers. All right. So that's going to do it. We appreciate each and every one of you. We'll catch you tomorrow. Same time. Preview them LSU Tigers.
All right. See you guys. M-O-Z.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.